And up next on Free Radio on the Net, it's the July 2nd, 2026 edition, which is a flashback, being a Thursday, which combines a variety of things. We're talking a lot of Phil Oakes, the lost tapes, or at least that's what I think I initially started by doing. You may have to tune to the next show, which would have been, I guess, well, this is a show that flashes back to January 27th, 2000. So it's old. And it's in the middle of a controversy which kind of happened after there had been a progressive, we thought, victory in the 1998 election. She elected Sugar, Crone, and Fitzmaurice, who were going to join the Mayor Catherine Byers as a liberal majority, a 4-3 majority on the city council. Little did we know, well, some of us were suspicious to begin with. I was one of those. This particular problem was the Dolphin Lee Rex Court demolition, which was what these four council members presided over in order to create the so-called Mercy Charities housing project, the Nueva Vista project. And you're going to hear a lot of talk, analysis, and debate about it between Scope It Out Scott Graham, Phil Baer, a Beach Flats resident and activist who's still around, Roxanne Aquistapache, rough-tongued Roxanne, as we used to call her, and I would call him fashionable Fred Geiger, who is perhaps a little more to the right of center than we were in some respects, but very concerned about this issue. And it's it kind of, the highlight of it is a debate between Phil Baer and some of the others, and Mayor Keith Sugar, who was he had taken over from the mayor's reins from Catherine Byers, but not apparently substituted the agenda that we thought people had voted for in the election. Maybe it was just our wishful thinking. We were particularly concerned about issues like the sleeping ban, which had been subjected to a mincemeat analysis by Catherine Byers, who sort of stacked the committees with, well, the year before she'd had the task force to examine the camping ordinance, followed by the homeless issues task force, which essentially was a way of talking to death and not doing anything about the crying need to find either shelter for people outside or at least let them provide their own shelter without being at fear of arrest. But the traditional city policies roared and rolled on, as they still do today, as you'll be hearing if you tune into the Sunday show, when more sweeps happened at Coral Street this morning, the morning of July 2nd, 2026. And you're also going to hear a memorial by Patty Long, an old-time, I'd call him a homeless activist. He was also a community member, a communitarian, I don't know what you'd... he was a partner with Elizabeth Gibbs, who did a radio show, sort of a new age person. Patty was a friend of the street community, and I think so was Elizabeth. And a lot of analysis, as I mentioned before, by Scope It Out Scott Graham on the mechanics of that era's shitty council or city council, which they actually had, it was interesting in the sense that Scott and Phil Baer and others debated with Mayor Keith Sugar. Keith wouldn't talk to me at all, but they were sort of part of his inner circle, and so they got special, sort of seemed to get special consideration, and made telling arguments. You don't get the whole debate. It's only part of it, but I think more of it may have been included in the next show, which you can find on the Huff website. It's, I think it's a, it's an early, the first February 2000 show or the last January 2000 show. I guess I'll give you a taste of the 2026 theme song, but you might enjoy the old Phil Oakes numbers more. At that time, they were tapes that had not been publicly released. They were given to a friend of Phil's who lived nearby here, and he let me play them on the radio. I should say, he let me record them. And, yeah, I was doing, I had done a radio show then for about 5 years, and I played some of them, which you'll get to hear as well.
Star and of June songs, they simply make me naff. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't